Mental health champions, we are here for another great show, and it is going to look on an area that I don't touch on a lot: mental health in sports. Mental health as an athlete, a student athlete, and then as a coach, helping these athletes maintain a positive mental health. I'm here at my man Harry. We're in the UT incubator program together, and I heard about all the great work he does to help others not directly improve their mental health, but without a proper mental health, there's no sports. You can't excel in sports. So thanks so much for coming on a mental health break.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. I'm excited.
I'm excited to help everyone out there, whether you're a parent with a child in sports or you yourself are an athlete at any level. Mental health, it plays a major role. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. And welcome back to A Mental Health Break, the show that normalizes the conversation around mental health. Of course, showing love to our show partner, Tampa Counseling and Wellness, and Carlos Garcia for all the great work they do for the community. If you feel like you need someone to speak with, they just extended their services. Check out their info in the show description. But for today, it's all things Harry. Why don't you give yourself an introduction to our audience, and then we'll talk about your mental health as an athlete when you were playing supreme athlete here, lacrosse.
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up originally in New Jersey. Pretty hotbed for the sport of lacrosse. Was recruited to University of Tampa, where I was able to become an All-American, win a national championship, just had an overall great career. And, you know, along the way, definitely dealt with some mental health stuff. I know other players did too, and we had to address that as a team. And, you know, it's just been a big recent, you know, just culture change with, you know, the public understanding what kind of pressure athletes receive and put on themselves, which is kind of separate in itself. So
let's backtrack to these All-American days. You thrived as an athlete, but you mentioned there was some mental health challenges. Let's talk about some of the things you experienced, maybe game day, practice, whenever really sticks out in your mind the most.
Yeah. I think it first starts freshman year. You know, many high school careers are not really met with high level of stress. You don't really have any worries in the world when you're that young, and not a lot of, you know, time management skills. And then, you know, when you get to freshman year in college athletics, it's kind of all thrown at you at once. And, you know, just managing social, academic, and athletic all at the same time, and, you know, trying to keep that ego you have of what a great player you were in high school, to keep that going, subconsciously you're dealing with as well. So just definitely all at once freshman year. And then, yeah, like you said, I mean, practices, although, you know, there's no fans there, it's a constant battle, because every year new players come. So it's just a constant struggle to, you know, especially as a competitive person like I am, you know, trying to be that number one spot in my position every year. But at the same time, some of it's good stress, of course. And it definitely built me into the person I was today, and so did the mental health journey.
You mentioned something big there, and I think everyone struggles with it at some point of their lives: the ego, getting out of our own way. You have any advice you can give maybe a younger player right now, where you're all getting recruited? UT is a top program. It's been built up now, and national championships. Everybody thinks of the man. Everybody's coming in trying to take you off your throne. What are some things that helped you just kind of stay in check with that ego?
Yeah, I think putting things in perspective is a big tool. You know, not only did I just feel like a practice or a game was, I had like the weight of the world on my shoulders, so to speak, and just realizing that, dude, it's not that crazy. You know, you're in a sport to have fun. Yeah. It's not some big, you know, pressurized scenario all the time. And you just putting that in perspective, as a sport of lacrosse, you know, I'm not, you know, playing in the Super Bowl in the NFL, you know, like just kind of, you know, like I said, putting into perspective.
Taking things day by day and taking that deep breath does go a long way. It's easier said than done, especially when you're wrapped up in the moment. Now you've transitioned. You're a mentor. You're helping out these kids. What are some messages you throw back at them for this side of the game? Obviously, there's a physical side. There's also the mental side.
Yeah. So just an intro to that. So I'm a kind of a lacrosse trainer. I'm a skills trainer, so to speak, and definitely work on the offensive side of the ball. And that's mainly where I spend my time. But just recently, a lot of the players that I send to college, they are struggling mentally, you know, with stress and performance anxiety. And we could talk a little bit about that topic. But they're definitely dealing with some things. And, you know, instead of coming to me on, you know, physical training, they want to work with me on how I overcame, you know, the high level of stress. And, you know, what are some tips and tricks and stuff like that. So, you know, I've been pivoting a little bit to the mental health side and the mental performance side as well, which has been really cool and really fulfilling at the same time because,
absolutely,
you know, during my time, you know, 4 years ago or whatever, I didn't have that resource. So I kind of, whenever I'm talking to them, I definitely get really passionate about it because I'm like, you know, I want to help you not feel the same way I did so many different times and so many different scenarios. So
over the past few years, it's been more normalized, the mental health conversation. And growing up as an athlete, it's cutthroat at times,
yeah,
and especially in certain sports where winning seems like it's everything. Old school coaches, it's winning or nothing, emphasizing that. But now we're having the opportunity to take care of these athletes, get them set up on the right page for success. I know as a baseball player, if my mind's not in it, I'm not in the game, I'm striking out, I'm having a bad game. You touched on before performance anxiety, performance stress. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Performance anxiety is just dealing with anxiety that comes from the pressure to perform at a high level. And in certain cases, it could be so severe that you can't really do what you want to do and play your craft. Yeah. And, you know, that's when it becomes a pretty serious issue. And then I would, of course, you know, relay any kids that are dealing with something like that to a sports psychologist who really dives into it. But I mean, just touching up on the winning culture of sports, I think that obviously it's definitely one of the most important things. And I think that, you know, learning how to becoming winning program and stuff like that is definitely a lesson in itself. And I know that, you know, like college athletics, you know, if you don't win, you're going to get fired. Yeah. So at the same time, winning is definitely important. But I think what coaches are starting to realize is when you communicate with your players that winning isn't important, you're going to win more. Yeah. So it's kind of counterintuitive. But I just think that's a cool switch that we're starting to realize that, you know, the coaches are more play hard, have fun, mm-hmm, and let's just see where the chips fall. And that strategy, mm-hmm, definitely is way more effective than, you know, we can't freaking lose this game, you know.
I love that message. There's more awareness on these type of things, and they can learn from other coaches, student athletes like yourself taking this leadership role where let's work with these athletes, let's work with these individuals to make them feel their best. If they feel their best, they'll be out there, they're winning. Here at the University of Tampa, we've touched on a lot of great things here, and I really appreciate you taking some time to not just come on That Entrepreneur Show. Stay tuned for that episode with him. But when I heard about the value you can add to so many out there, aspiring athletes, current athletes, you're not alone. He shared his testimonial today. Where can we find you online? How can the listeners get in touch with you?
Yeah, so my company is called Premier Player Development. You know, on Instagram, it's at Premier Player Development, just as it sounds. And if any athletes want to speak with me at all, my personal phone number is 908-577-8000. You know, just shoot me a text. I'm happy to communicate with you free of charge. You know, it's definitely something where I try to give back in sports to anybody that's disabled mentally, where they can't perform at their best because of some mental blocks. And obviously I'm not a professional, but yeah, I have some tips and tricks. So if you need anything, just let me know.
All right. I appreciate you coming on, Harry. Everyone, be sure to go check out all the great work he's up to. And This is the first episode we're delivering actually without a spotlight story for the 3.5 years. We have an article we would go over together, but now I'm trying this new thing in Q4 where a little shorter of episodes. We're going to see the retention with all you listeners out there. Thanks again for coming on. And the show is at A Mental Health Break, and I am at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube. Be sure to stick around for next week's show. But until then, we are signing off this time, both in Tampa, recording at the Loath Center. Harry, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent.